It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley. Star 99.9.
All right, Mondays in the Feed, we talk Connecticut sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. Vin, a lot of winning in the state of Connecticut lately, huh?
Oh, it sure has. And, of course, congratulations to the UConn men basketball and Quinnipiac men's hockey, who won that one in a thrilling victory in overtime in the first 10 seconds of it. And both winning NCAA titles for 2023.
Unbelievable.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. Great wins for the state of Connecticut, without question. And that hockey game, the basketball was thrilling, no question about it, but that hockey game was unbelievable.
Oh, it really was.
Quinnipiac got better. They played poorly in the first period, but the second and third, they just kept improving and putting the pressure on Minnesota, and it was just unbelievable in that first 10 seconds of overtime.
Yeah, it was crazy. I almost missed it. It happened so quick. I was sitting on the couch, looked up, and then knew all of a sudden it was over. They were celebrating on the ice. So awesome. Congrats to the Bobcats.
No question. But some folks to keep an eye on in ladies tennis is Ludlow's Ellie Pierce, Branford's Peyton Grideau, and Olivia Cazole of Staples. On the boys' side, we see Elliot Booth from Daniel Hand, Alex Gradarama of Staples, and Fairfield Ward's Peter Kazamanek. Those are kids to watch in tennis this year in the spring. And boys' track, there's so many really good athletes in school programs this year that it would take probably a full hour just to mention all of them. It's unbelievable. There are so many. This is definitely a sport to keep a close eye on this year. Same holds true for the ladies as well for track. And, of course, track now is outdoors, so people get to go to watch them. And I really suggest everybody do that. We usually don't follow some sports like boys volleyball, one of them, but these young athletes deserve some attention. So looking around the area, we see some players to watch, and that's Matt Trefirm of Trumbull is one of them. Fairfield Ludlow's Crispa Pride is another, along with Ashton Goody of Staples. Kevin, you and I have talked a lot about rules together off the air, and
yeah.
There's a lot of confusion about the look-back rule in ladies' softball. So maybe we could clear things up real quickly. The rule in itself is really simple. The look-back rule is in effect when the ball is alive. The batter runner, or the person who just hit the ball, has touched first base or has been declared out, and the pitcher has possession of the ball inside that pitching circle. The basic rule, the runner may once stop and immediately either return or advance their position on the field. That is the rule. So in other words, if the batter hits the ball, runs to first base, goes through first base, turns around, comes back, and retouches first base, they cannot advance any longer once that ball is in the pitcher's possession, fully inside that pitching circle. The same holds true for second and third. Once they come off the base, once the ball returns to the circle and the pitcher has it in their hand, they cannot move forward, or they must return to the base or make that move to the next base.
Okay.
Any violation is a dead ball, no pitch. And the runner who left early, if there are multiple runners, that runner is declared out and everybody returns to the base that they were at.
Nice.
That is the rule. Hopefully it clears it up, Kevin.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And that's my report for this week because it was a short week last week with some of the weather. A lot of games got canceled. And hopefully this week we'll have some more to report on.
Great. We got some nice weather coming too, so these spring sports will be in full effect.
You got that right, Kevin. And I'm looking forward to that nice weather.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Okay, Kevin. Take care now. Bye-bye.